You've been standing out in special teams play. What do you attribute that to?
Our coaches. Our coaches, you know, just our coaches and the guys I have around me putting, I put them in position to make plays. They put me in position to make plays. And I wouldn't be able to do anything I'm able to do if, you know, our kickers and punters weren't putting the ball in great position and kind of, you know, I'm so well prepared coming into the game from our write-ups to, you know, in situational stuff. So.
Did you play receiver at any point in your career? It looked like you kind of looked like you made yourself an offensive player when you made it.
I mean, you know, as a defensive back, you got to be a receiver at times. And I've heard, oh, you play defensive back because you know, you can't catch. No, that's not true. So we gotta play the ball a lot of the times, and I'm trying to, you know, you gotta hit the ball. So
you accepted your role as a first year guy, as a special teams, you know, kind of player, but it has to be a passion or a desire for you to get on the field on the defense.
Of course.
How close are you getting there, or do you feel like that?
You know, every week I'm prepared every week to go out there and play on defense and help the team in any way I possibly can. So.
Were you a special teams ace at Stanford?
I did play a lot of special teams at Stanford, yes.
Is it something you enjoyed doing then?
I loved it. You know, I had a great coach in DJ Durkin, who I believe is at Florida now, and he kind of showed me a lot of things and taught me a lot of things. And I came here and I'm learning a lot more things. So.
When you got here, did you know that's the way you were going to have to make this team?
Well, yeah. They were very, you know, transparent from the beginning, saying, you know, hey, rookies, hey, undrafted free agents, you know, If you want to make this roster, you're going to have to, you know, become great friends with the special teams coach. So me and Coach Tabor became very close, and I was almost annoying just being next to him the entire time, and Sean, our special teams assistant. So, yeah, it was very clear.
The skill of making that play yesterday, Pat was saying that I guess some guys weren't catching the ball on a normal stride. You turned around, caught the ball. To down the ball inside the five?
Oh, yeah, well, Reggie put the ball in a great spot. And, you know, I kind of played off him and helped him out. So.
You seem to be involved in a lot of, I don't want to say after the whistle, but teams seem to, like, go after you. And Pat was saying that it's because you're starting to develop a little bit of a reputation that they know how hard you play.
Well, I'm just going to play to the whistle and, you know, nothing dirty. Just, you know, it's gonna be a fight. And a lot of the matchups that I get are one-on-one or maybe sometimes two-on-one. So I'm not, you know, if you put one guy on me, I'm going to beat him. If you put two guys on me, I'm going to try to beat him too. So I'm not going to make it easy for him. So.